I mean, I'm not going to get...
Yeah, I just said I'm
the, the restraining order isn't going to set in, right?
Well, Kyle?
Hey.
Dusty and Travis, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I was going to say, now that I have your number, I'm not going to get like a restraining order or something, am I? Because I'm a huge fan.
Well, I told her, I said, easy. Let's not use that to your own benefit, okay?
How are you feeling, champ?
Good. I feel really good. Training camp's going really well.
Okay, so you've been doing this basically since you got the title, what, a couple months ago. How have you been working out and training and getting ready?
Just pushing myself as far as I can go without injuring myself. And, you know, I've actually tried to incorporate a lot of new things this time around so I can get that finish.
How has your life changed since getting that belt?
I know I gotta stay hungry and stay humble and train harder than ever, because now the competition I know is just going to be getting better.
But do you walk around and, I mean, is a little more recognition now, knowing that you're a world champion? Has that kind of maybe changed things a little bit, just as far as public persona goes and
yeah,
maybe people
of course,
that recognize
when I,
you?
When I come to Sioux City, I definitely get noticed a lot more and things like that. Out here in Des Moines, I don't so much, but definitely back home.
Well, and that's why we love you so much, is because you are a champ and you are humble about it.
And you're our champ.
You're our champ.
Yeah.
I just love you so much. Okay, so you know about your opponent, you know.
Martin Sellers.
What you need to work on and things like that. So how you feeling for the fight?
Good. I feel real good. I mean, I know he's got a wrestling background. I mean, it's not collegiate or anything, and that's exactly where I'm at. So I've just been touching up on a few other things, and I'm ready to go.
What's it mean, Kyle, for you to you're going to be the first ever Sioux City native to defend a world championship? What's that mean to you?
A lot, you know. Like I said, I know that the competition is just going to be tough, so it feels good. Always being back home in Winnevegas with all my family and friends around.
It is crazy, though. I mean, for those people out there that have heard about
you
your fights.
You think my family's crazy?
Oh, yeah.
You should see Kyle's family.
Kyle's family takes up like three sections.
They're fantastic.
They are great. But Kyle, what's it like for you as a fighter when you walk in to the music at Winnevegas? Explain to the people out there what they're going to see, what they're going to hear next Saturday night when they announce your name as you walk to the ring. What is the atmosphere like when you get in that cage?
Yeah, it's going to be loud and intense. I got some people coming out that have never been, so I'm looking for them to feel the energy and have an exciting night.
Now, as a fighter, how jacked are you when you get announced and hear those words, you know, Kyle Angerman, you know, and the crowd's going, like, can you talk about what that hometown crowd and inside that Winnevegas Event Center, what that does for you?
Oh, yeah, it gets the adrenaline going. That's when the switch hits, because, you know, you're only a minutes away from the actual fight, so then you can let the emotions flow and the adrenaline go and just let it all go.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps right now.
Kyle, we cannot wait to see you, champ. You know we're all rooting for you, and we love you so much. Thank you for your time. We know you got to get back to training and work, but we will see you in about a week. When are you coming back to Sioux City?
Thursday.
Okay. Are you going to bring him in?
I can bring him by on Thursday.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully you can.
You want to bring him by on Thursday?
That would be awesome.
Kyle, what time are you getting in on Thursday?
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to see what time I'm going to be getting off work. I have to see what that day looks like. But
perfect.
Have your boss call me.
Yeah.
Have your boss call me.
Have your people call his people.
And I'll see if I can work out an arrangement.
Kyle, thank you so much, champ. We will be talking to you soon.
Thank you guys so much. I'll see you next week.
Oh, my gosh. So thrilled. We'll talk to you later, bud.
Bye-bye.
Seriously, tickets on sale. We've got more.
How can you not cheer for that guy?
Ah!